stand in the booth with him.
I have auctioned a few sales.
Have you really?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do when we get done? I'm going to let you give me some auction calls. Just have a couple more items here. I'm going to get it out. Well, so you're standing in the booth there. Or maybe did you say you belong to, what was it, Elf?
No, I belong to odd fellows and whatnot.
Well, I don't know what kind of thing to do. You ever have a carnival and have booths for yourself in?
No, we have, in the SIA, we have horse shows and things like that, but we have our booths and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose you're trying to get somebody to buy something, and they say, I can't buy that, it costs too much. You might say, well, yeah, the price is right up there, but this is
good quality stuff. It's well worth what I'm asking for, though. It's well worth the price. So.
And the opposite of never is? The opposite of never? One person never does something, and the other person
always does.
And I wonder what you'd say with the same meaning as this. Seems you'll never succeed. Did you ever put anything in after seems?
Like it. Seems he's never going to succeed. Is that what you?
Well, no. Right after the word seems, between seems and he, seems he'll never succeed.
It seems that he will never succeed.
Any other ways you might say?
Well, if I said it, I don't believe he's ever going to succeed.
Would you say it seems like an succeed?
Yeah. I would.
Anything else that would say mean?
Not that I can think of right now. I probably would. If I wasn't trying to think of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, try another one like this. You made up your mind that you want certain friends to come along with you, or else you're not going to go at all. So you say, I won't go.
Without you go with me?
And,
or unless you go with me.
And the reason you like a certain person is because they're so funny. You say, I like him because he's so funny, or would you say, is there any other way? Anything else for the word because?
No, I imagine that's about the way I'd say it. I like him because he's so funny.
If a broom be on the other side of the door, where would you say the broom is?
If I had a broom, where then?
Say a broom was on the other side of the door. After worse, where can I find a broom? You might say, well, right over there.
It's over there by the door.
Let's say the back of the door?
No, I'd probably say behind the door.
Mm-hmm. And you went to call on somebody and knocked on the door, nobody answered.